Today I would like to talk about spiritual gifts, both the gifts that we personally have been given and in turn the gifts that God gives us through others and through His creation. We are all born with many gifts and talents. These gifts come from God to help give us life and purpose. They make us stronger, focused, interesting, curious, ready to explore and discover the world around us. But most of all, they give us ways to glorify God. However, when people think of spiritual gifts, they seem to think that gifts have to follow a certain makeup, a certain pattern. Glorifying God doesn't require that we compose incredible music or paint unforgettable pictures and images. It doesn't mean that we have to be leaders in cutting-edge software innovation, founders of not-for-profit organizations, or daring journalists. It doesn't mean we have to be featured on the news, have our memoirs published by the time we're 16, or host a reality TV show. It doesn't mean that we have to score that game-winning goal. It doesn't mean that we have to perform that perfect solo. No, glorifying God is so much more, because it can be anything. Today, it is an honor for me to be here to discuss the gift of camping and the gifts I get to see as a director each and every single day up at camp through our campers, staff, volunteers, and congregations. I have the privilege of seeing Jesus at work in each and every one of us and every single day, and I cannot begin to tell you the impact that has on me. I believe wholeheartedly that camp, its community, staff, the campers, this ministry, are all a gift. Everywhere you go, you will find an amazing Christian community thriving in the wilderness. So if you come up to camp, you will be able to see Christianity everywhere. There's four different programs of Cairn. There's Glenmore and Dorothy Lake, Camp Iona, and also Presbyterian Music Camp. All four of those programs make up the umbrella that is known as Cairn. And it's awesome because there is stuff going on all the time. The coolest thing about it, though, from a director's standpoint, is that I get to see Jesus at work every single minute of every single day. I get to see some campers come to faith for the very first time just by perhaps looking up on a very starry night. Makes our Father in heaven a little bit closer when you can see 40,000 stars right in front of you. I can see campers discuss things that are troubling them about their home life, about what's going on in their worlds, about what they're struggling with their faith, with one another. And it's just normal. Like, it's just something that normally happens. What's different about being at camp is that these children and staff and adults all come from different walks of life. They all come from different places, different stories, different circumstances. But they all come to camp, whether it's any one of our four camps. They all come together and they have that one thing in common, this love for Jesus, this Christianity, and they just know that it exists. They have this moment that they just have this unique thing that's for them. And it's wonderful to be able to see that kind of Christian fellowship at work. Being a director, I feel blessed each and every day because I can see how children thrive and come into their own as I'm able to take a step back and look at everything. Every morning at camp, we have something called TLC, which is Talking and Learning in Christ. It's our children's Bible study time. And so that happens every day at 9:30. And so if you can picture this, our office, Palais and my office, are in the courtyard. And so at 9:30, of course, all the campers come gather into our dining hall at the Glenmore site, and they sing a whole bunch of Christian songs that you guys were hearing today, some goofy, some fun, some very different, some with harmony, etc. And they all sing together because community is really, really important at camp. And then they're able to go off and separate into different groups, into their own cabin groups, where they talk about TLC and they talk about their Bible study. And we get to watch from our window, because our window overlooks the courtyard, just exactly like just watching the campers be able to struggle through and enjoy the different TLCs that are happening for them. And it's interesting watching them as they're asking questions and they're really engaged in conversation about Jesus. And like, let's be serious. When does that happen in today's environment? Kids don't, it's faux pas to talk about your faith at school. It's not something that's necessarily accepted. Where at camp, it's something to be embraced and thrived and expected because there's an opportunity to do so. And so these kids are asking questions and they're asking their counselors, and sometimes their counselors sort of look at their kids and go, I have no idea. I can't imagine that any of you guys ever felt that happen. Campers will look like ask these questions of their counselors and their counselors are sort of like, I have no idea. And then their counselors will come and talk to us and be like, how do I answer this question? And then sometimes Rebecca and I will look at each other and we'll be like, I have no idea. So then we'll get on the phone and talk to our parents who are ministers. Lucky me. And or like some of the congregational ministers that are so supportive of camping will just get on the phone and be like, how do we answer this question? And so there's this whole big connection, this family connection that is just so special and so exciting. And I believe it's just such a gift because all of these different people are able to share their gifts and talents with everyone. It's like this big share fest. It's wonderful. I love being able to see campers who, like, let's say, are incredibly hyperactive, a cabin of young 8-year-old boys who are just fighting all the time because they, that's the cool thing to do is like you fight. But like can't get along, can't do anything together, and then go to an adventure programming activity and come together as a cohesive unit and embrace each other's talents and gifts and be able to support one another through this initiative, and they get success. And then all of a sudden this cabin of people who were fighting, these little boys who just had it out for each other, are all of a sudden supporting each other and just like are talking about their different attributes and their, giving each other high fives and all that kind of stuff. And then friendships are created. I can't tell you how special it is for us to be able to walk around at nighttime and see that camper who has troubles at home ask their counselor, because they feel comfortable enough to ask their counselor, do you think that you could pray with me because of all the stuff that I have going on in my life? And then seeing that counselor using their gifts and talents, taking the time with that kid and praying with them. It's an incredible, incredible gift. We see camp as a perfect opportunity to develop the gifts that God has given each and every one of our campers, staff members and volunteers, and share them with each other. We say that everything sings to the glory of God, and we believe that wholeheartedly. We see children, youth, young adults who are blessed with the gifts that reach out and impact the lives of others. And those gifts and talents will be developed and owned over time. Part of our mission at Karen is to provide time to affirm and value each person's God-given gifts. It is incredible as a camp director to watch hundreds of children and youth pour out their hearts into their passions and share their talents, gifts, and skills with others. It's equally incredible to watch hundreds of children and youth engage in the ideas, activities, and performances of their peers and celebrate those accomplishments with them. Everything sings to the glory of God at camp. Right now, I would like to invite a few of our staff members, to come up and say why camp is so important to them and what it is that they feel blessed with when they think about camp.
So, I guess I'll start with a little bit of a story. A couple weeks ago, I was at band practice. So with some of my really good friends, and they mentioned what's happening this summer. They said, oh, we got a tour booked. We're going to record a new album. And they said, you're in, right? You're going to be there with us. And I said, well, no. I thought, this by now. I'm leaving May 1st, and I'm going to camp. And they go, oh, seriously? Again? That place? Why are you going there? What's so special about it? And I couldn't even answer them, just to be quite honest. I couldn't say, this is why I'm going, this, and this. But what I can really just say, what I told them is I just believe in camp. There's something so special about going up that gravel road May 1st and bawling when you go down at the end of August. For that last time. Back in 2006, I had the chance to be in the LIT program. And For that month I spent at camp, it was the best month of my life. I went in there knowing a few people, and I left with a new family. And that's how it is every year on staff. I left with 15 new family members, one being Mr. Alex Lori, who now, calling him Alex or hearing him called Alex and not Trogdor, which is his camp name, it's weird for me. You know, and that's how strongly camp impacts me. Now, this summer and last summer, I had the chance to lead the LIT program. Myself and the other co-director, we had the chance to allow kids to take that opportunity to step out of their comfort zone and lead. And I just believe in the power of not just that program, but camp in general. I've seen so far 25 LITs come through that program and change throughout the course of a month. And I'm a product of it too. And it's so hard to express that other than to just say that I believe in it. Thanks.
So I want to talk briefly about how I came to be one of the co-directors at Cairn. I grew up going to the Glenmore program specifically, and I started when I was 8 years old. So that was 1992, and I started then and went all the way through until 2004. I was on staff. I'd been a counselor for a couple years, arts and crafts director, the program director. And then I thought that I wanted to be an actress. So I left camp and did some children's theater touring groups in Eastern Ontario for a couple summers, and then I did Teachers College, and I worked in another camp and directed it for a while. It wasn't the same as my experience at Glenmore. Camp has always been a huge part of my life, even when I was gone from it. I always checked in. I always looked on the website every day to see if there was a new blog post, to see what was going on, see what I was missing out on while I wasn't there. So when I heard that there was a job coming open as the co-director of Cairn, I got really excited, and I thought, this is perfect. I love camp. I've gone to camp forever. I miss camp. I'm working in Toronto at a job that is so-so for me. I'd be able to use all the stuff I've learned in education and be able to still sing and play all the time, which are things that I love so much. Great. But then I started to think, is this my calling? Is this something that God wants me to do? Or is it just something that I think I want to do because I love camp so much and because I've had such a great history at camp? So then I started thinking far more seriously about it. And I went to the Bible, and I spoke to friends, and I spoke to different people in different areas of the ministry, and I prayed a lot. And one night, I went to the Living Faith. You know those little green booklets, the Living Faith. I went through that, and I read it, and there is a section on spiritual gifts. And one of the things that it states that we believe as Presbyterians is that we are given gifts by God, and we are given those gifts so that we can perform His ministry. And I realized at that moment that I didn't just love camp for no reason. I loved it because God had brought it into my life, and that He had given me all the leadership skills and the interest in education and music and children, the development of children and young leaders in this world. He didn't just give me those talents and abilities and those interests for nothing. He gave it to me because this was an opportunity that I needed to reach out and grasp and push forward with. And so I am so thankful to have been blessed with the gifts that I have and the opportunity to be able to use those gifts all the time, every day, in this camping ministry.
I don't really know how to follow that one up. I'll try here. A lot of you might remember a 13, 14, or 15-year-old little kid with multicolored hair, polka dots, piercings all over the place. periodically standing up at the front of the church talking. I like to think because of St. Andrew's and because of camp, I've become this well-rounded adult that I am now. But it was at camp that I first learned what I was really good at, and that's, I guess my gift from God is my being able to construct things and work with all sorts of tools, and just that I don't have the articulate abilities of Matt here or Rebecca, but I feel that I needed to go back to camp after I left for 2 years to be able to make sure that it's still around for all the kids here in the congregation and the kids to come. And I just think that without camp these days, I might have gone down some different roads that I didn't, but it's just a really important thing in my life, and I wanted to say thank you to you guys for being able to help me go to camp, and not really good at articulating, but thank you.
These are just a few stories. There are thousands of them, thousands of stories, thousands of people who have been touched by camp, by this ministry, by congregations such as yourself, by allowing kids to go to camp. I was one of those lists that you guys paid for. Thanks. It's so important that we're able to talk about these stories and that you ask kids that go to camp about these stories and about, you know, what they learned at camp, and, you know, giving them the opportunity to stand up and sing a song in front of a congregation because they know it better than we do. Let's be serious. So please ask them about their stories. Ask each other about your stories if you have happened to have a camping experience, because they're just so important and it's so wonderful to hear. So my question is, how often do we use the gifts and talents that God has given us personally? Probably every single day. But how often do we take the time to recognize where those gifts and talents have come from? That our ability to sing in the choir or speak in front of crowds or play games with children or even someone else how to check their oil. These are all gifts that bring happiness and glory to God, no matter how big or small. Take the time to think of your God-given gifts. How can you use these gifts to bring happiness to others, bring glory to God? I encourage you to believe in the unique gifts that God has granted you and to share them with others. Enjoy these blessings. Enjoy the blessings of the gifts of others. Remember how they have enriched your life and how they have also shaped you as an individual. Hold them in your heart and use them to do good things in God's world. And of course, as you share of yourself, never forget the greatest gift that God has given us, His Son, Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God for all that He has given. Amen.